The show consists of about a dozen photographs, each one a bit of a mystery. The object is pictured close up, a macro photo that reveals the fine textures and tiny patches of color that a larger look might miss. Artist and writer V.R. Janisse is Ojibwe from northern Michigan, but she grew up on the Pine Ridge Reservation, and so her art contains elements of both traditions.
I've heard people say that photography is not an art, you know, but I think that it is. It takes a lot of skill to use a camera and bring something to life.
She photographed a fancy dancer at an odd angle and manipulated the depth of field and shutter speed. And a close photograph of a buffalo bladder, used to carry water, appears as a set of cracked angles bathed in golden light. That color is ambient. Janisse says she doesn't tweak her art with the photo editing program.
What you see is what I take. So it's just with the lighting and the camera, that's it.
Just as her photography celebrates tradition, so does her writing. She has written a series of young adult fiction that incorporates Ojibwe and Lakota language and tradition with elves, fairies, and dragons.
It's easy for the kids to get lost in their phones and to get lost in elves and vampires, and so I decided to help them get lost in a different way.
Janisse says her intent is to get children interested in tradition.
Without the language, we lose a big part of who we are. I mean, because of all the ceremonies and all the songs, they're all in our language. So if the children are not encouraged and guided toward our language, then pretty soon we are going to be the elders and we are going to be the only ones who have anything to do with our culture and language.
Janisse started her own publishing house, Ojibwe Wonders Publishing and Arts, after she spoke with a commercial publisher who was interested in her work but wanted to remove the Ojibwe names and words. Now all her artwork, photography, and books are published under that title. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.